Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Thursday. And we're going to talk about culture war stuff, corporate war stuff, guns. Some lady had a baby when she thought she needed to poop. We're doing an email roundup. It's going to be a blast tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. That much, I assure you. But I want to begin here. We're going to get to the world of make-believe and whatnot, and just we'll get to that in a minute, but I want to begin here. Because I feel like there's a mood change out there right now with really everybody, but I'm not really worried about the communists. I'm worried about you. There's a mood, and it's dark. Because everything is kind of crappy right now, politically. And when you add in the economic hardship that comes with that, it's dark. There's a sour mood out there. I mean, I'm looking at a headline right here. Bidenflation. Dow falls below 30K while mortgage rates skyrocket. I don't need to lay out for you all the problems that we're all having with the economy right now. You know, you're well aware. And I feel like people are exhausted. The tank's empty and they're down and they can't bring themselves to feel hopeful about anything. And I understand that. I'm not going to try to change your mind on that, that things are kind of crappy right now. They are. People are having to make lifestyle decisions as their standard of living evaporates before their eyes. And that's not easy. It's not easy to move back in with your parents. Or, I've heard a lot of this too, parents moving in with their kids. It's not easy to lose your job. It's not easy to move. It's not easy to watch your 401k disappear. It's not easy to wonder, can I afford groceries? I guess we have to cancel cable. I know you're going through all these things. And I can't tell you it's fine because it's not fine. It sucks. And I can't tell you it's about to get better because that would be a lie. I don't think it's about to get better. But I can tell you this. We are most definitely living in interesting times. No, I'm not saying that trying to comfort you at all. These are different times. Different times than your grandparents had, that's for sure. A different country. A country very divided. A country at war with itself. A country where the people on the very, very top and the people on the very, very bottom are trying to rip the country apart. These are interesting times. What I can tell you is this. Mentality is everything. Everything. And I'm not trying to sound like Tony Robbins here. I'm telling you, you have to learn. You have to learn how to embrace the struggle. Not seek out total victory, because you'll never see total victory, right? We have things we can look forward to, a good November and things like that, but we must learn, you, me, everybody, to embrace the struggle. We're sick of the corporate world, right? The corporate world going completely communist and crapping on us every chance they get. That sucks. I don't want it to be like that. I wish I could pick my sons up from camp and take them right to the new Pixar movie Lightyear. But no, I don't want to watch lesbians when I take my sons out to a cartoon movie. So I'm not doing it. I'm not going to take it. That sucks. I don't want to have to make political decisions about which sports I watch, what movies I go to. I don't want to have to do that. But I don't get to pick the period of time where I live. Neither do you. This is the period of time God gave me. We don't get to make that choice. I want to be able to walk into Walmart. I like Walmart. I've been to Walmart a bunch. I've shopped a ton there. I will never walk into a Walmart again. Do you know Walmart just declared war on Mike Lindell and MyPillow? They just kicked him out of Walmart. Gigantic war. That's what we're in right now, a corporate war. Mike Lindell, I'm obviously upset about the whole thing, thinks it's wrong, and yet he still won't stop or slow down fighting for things like election integrity and whatnot. And I wish I didn't have to make these choices, right? Shop here, don't shop there. And I know you wish that, because it was like that like 15 minutes ago. But it's not like that anymore. You shouldn't shop at Walmart. In fact, not only should you not shop at Walmart, you should go to MyPillow.com right now and buy something to thank him. You should. Remember, the My Slippers are $90 off right now. Put in the promo code Jesse, go get a pair of My Slippers today, and if there's a spot on there, send him a little note and say thank you, because he hasn't stopped. Been kicked out of big box store after big box store after big box store, and he won't stop. And I don't want to have to play these games. You don't want to have to play these games, but guess what? We have to play these games. We must engage in the corporate war. We must engage in the culture war, and we have to learn to love it. We do. And You know I enjoy the fight, right? You know that. But I get tired of it too. I get tired of it too. I want to go home. And on Sunday after church, I want to go home and put my feet up and grab a beer. And I want to watch NFL football. And I can't do that anymore. I won't do that anymore. We must play these games now. We must engage, because they're never going to stop engaging. And they're never going to back off until we get victory, until we get leverage, and then they run. Don't shop at Walmart. Go to MyPillow. Go buy something right now. That's a good way to say thank you. Don't forget, by the way, save yourself some money and use the code Jesse. We have to engage with everything we do. Look, the oil and gas industry is going through this right now, and it's very, very difficult for me to feel sorry for them. Of course, the Biden administration, they're trotting out the same line over and over and over again. Now they're blaming the oil companies. Here's Secretary Granholm.
Do you, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, are you telling me you want them drilling for more oil, the refineries putting out more gasoline in 5 or 10 years?
What we're saying is today we need that supply increased. Of course, in 5 or 10 years, actually.
Blaming on them for the lack of supply. Here's Corinne Diversity Hire.
To do. Drill more here in the U.S., though.
Because we don't need to do that. What we need them to do is, with the oil that's out there, we need them to refine that oil so that the capacity could go up and then prices would go down.
They've decided to declare war on the oil companies because gas prices are high and it's going to crush them at the election, and you're mad about it and everyone's mad about it and they're going to get crushed because of it. Instead of drilling for more oil, they've decided to declare war on the oil industry. The oil giants like ExxonMobil are starting to fire back and fight back. They're putting out these public letters. You're wrong. This is a lie. You're wrong. You just lied. But how am I supposed to feel sorry for the big oil companies when you for years have lobbied for more green energy so you could crush your smaller oil company competitors? Again, and I don't want to have to sift through where I can buy gas and where I can't buy gas. That's exhausting. Your parents never had to do that. Their parents before them. It sucks that you now have to engage politically with every single decision you make out there. Nevertheless, because it sucks doesn't mean it's not true. We have to engage. Everywhere we go, we have to engage now. Because this culture war, as I've told you before, it's never ending for you, for me. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter if you're 90. Doesn't matter if you're 9. You will never see a final victory here because of how deep the rot is at this point in time. You'll never see final victory. That's not to bring you down. That's actually to build you up. So put final victory out of your mind. Wake up every day and learn how to embrace the struggle. We have to embrace the struggle. We have to fight back against the lies. We have to fight back against the evil. We have to hope there will come a day when government people go to prison. Did you hear Fauci and Rand Paul? Listen to this. This is amazing.
The NIH continues to refuse to voluntarily divulge the names of scientists who receive royalties and from which companies. Over the period of time from 2010 to 2016, 27,000 royalty payments were paid to 1,800 NIH employees. We know that not because you told us, but because we forced you to tell us through the Freedom of Information Act. Over $193 million was given to these 1,800 employees. Can you tell me that you have not received a royalty from any entity that you ever oversaw the distribution of money in research grants?
Well, first of all, let's talk about royalties.
That's the question. No, that's the question. Have you ever overseen, Senator, have you ever received a royalty payment from a company that you later oversaw money going to that company?
You know, I don't know as a fact, but I doubt it.
Here's the thing is, why don't you let us know? Why don't you reveal how much you've gotten and from what entities? The NIH.
Yeah, you get the idea. He goes on for another minute and 30 seconds. What are you supposed to do with that? What are you supposed to do that your public health officials are all paid off by Big Pharma? I don't expect you to be happy. I'm not happy about it. That's ugly. That's terrible, right? It's awful. But we do have to strive and hope there will come a day when that human being goes to federal prison, or at least the one after him, or maybe the one after him. All we can do is embrace the struggle. There is nothing else. We must embrace the struggle. And it's okay. Listen, I've said this before. I'll say it again. It's okay to walk away for a day or two if you need to recharge. It is. You can't wake up and go 100 miles per hour into the culture war every minute of every day, or you will run out of steam. It's okay to take a break. Take a break if you need to. Turn off my show if you need to for a couple days. I know you're not supposed to say that, but look, if it's exhausting, turn it off for a couple days. Life will get better, all right? All right. This headline: most New Yorkers are worried about crime and they want something. You want to know what they want? I'll tell you in a second.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and lest I forget, tomorrow is what? Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Now, for you new listeners, what does that mean? The whole show on Fridays, the whole show, all 3 hours, I answer your emails. It's a gigantic Ask Me Anything by emails. Whatever you email into jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Doesn't have to be political. It certainly can be. It can be about history or food or travel or employment or men, women, stupid stuff. Whatever it is, email it in, and we'll take 3 hours tomorrow and answer all of your questions. Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Michael, what are you eating? That looks delicious. A toaster strudel? Totally underrated. Although, why did you splatter all the cream in the middle like some kind of savage? You're supposed to spread it around. Toaster strudels are underrated. You're such a barbarian. You spread the toaster strudel spread around, Michael. Gosh, do better. All right, you're better than that. You're better than that. We're better than that around here. You know who's not better than that? I'll get to this gun story here in a minute. Grandma Vodka, old Nancy Pelosi must have woke up today and she hit the screwdrivers early.
Look, we have the war in Iraq. We have COVID, which has...
The war in Iraq? I was there. I was actually in it. I'm almost positive it's over. I'll have to check in again and listen to this. Listen, these are the people in charge. Listen to this.
Well, let me just say this. A woman has a right to choose, to live up to her responsibility. It's up to her, her doctor, her family, her husband, her significant other.
This lady is hammered.
hammered. And look, it's not about the boardroom. It's the board table. It's the kitchen table.
We're here for the kitchen table, not the boardroom table. Boardroom table, gouge. Boardroom table, exploit. Kitchen table, how do we increase paychecks, lower cost?
Oh, Grandma Vodka never fails to deliver. All right. We'll get back to all this stuff in a second. I did want to address this. As we talked about this a lot. We're going to talk about it endlessly. When it comes to highly, highly educated people, oftentimes, this is what's hard to wrap your mind around. Many of our highly educated people are the dumbest people in America. And I wish there was a nicer way I could put that, but our education system is so corrupted and rotted and broken that our, quote, smart people are actually the dumbest people in the country. It's true. Do you know how highly educated New York City is? It's absurdly educated. All these great universities and whatnot. Obviously, you know. There's the headline. Most New Yorkers are worried about crime and they want stricter gun laws. Now, you're probably sitting there banging your head off the steering wheel in traffic saying, what? Stricter gun laws don't work. All the cities with strict gun laws, like New York, are ravaged by crime right now. The states and cities with very lax gun laws, not ravaged by crime right now. You're tempted, when you hear that, you're tempted to start throwing out the facts, which are all on your side. They're all on your side. I'm tempted too, right? I'm tempted to pull up all these charts and graphs. What do you mean, stricter gun laws? That doesn't work. But here's what's wild. It doesn't do any good. The communist occupies a world of make-believe. That's why it's a communist. It's part of the reason it's a communist. No one would embrace such a disgusting ideology. No sane person would. But the communist doesn't exist in the real world. And the crazy part is, this is not some wingnut 15-year-old who saw a couple bad videos online and has some crazy ideas. Our most highly educated people are complete and utter lunatics. I saw earlier today, there was a professor for UMass. I mean, UMass is a good school, very good school. There's an economics professor at UMass who says right now the solution to rising prices people can't afford, the solution is for employers to stop charging more for things. They should be forced to stop charging more. You want to talk about Great Depression? That would end the United States of America. That is full-blown communism. The shortages would be everywhere. It would end the United States of America. That is not just insane and communist and everything else you can say. That's the dumbest freaking thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Only, again, this isn't some 15-year-old. He's an economics professor at UMass. Out-of-state tuition at UMass costs $36,000, meaning upper-middle-class Republican parents are sending the child they love to UMass to be educated in economics by the stupidest freaking person on the planet. How did we get such an upside-down society? It has gotten to the point now where the second somebody starts giving out their education credentials, the more educated they are, the dumber you should naturally assume they are. I have said it before, and I mean it. Is there a single human being in the entire Biden administration, even one human being, who could run a mom-and-pop sandwich shop and make it profitable? Is there one? There's not, because they're all idiots. Listen to these people.
Why is the president saying that inflation is worse everywhere but here?
Because what we have seen across the globe, first of all, inflation is a global challenge, as we have said. It is caused by clearly the pandemic, this once in a generation pandemic that we are coming out of, and all.
Sorry. Quick pause here.
the virus, coronavirus, I mean, I don't claim to be an infectious disease expert, but the virus actually has no effect whatsoever on the value of the dollar. Did you know that? It can kill you. You know, it can hurt your lungs, but it actually can't destroy the value of the dollar. It's not capable of doing that. Now, the response to the virus, now that's what can destroy the dollar. The dollar is completely immune to coronavirus. Must have had his 5 different booster shots. Quit. Anyway, did you know that the dollar is completely immune? I bet you didn't. All right, I'm going to let her finish because I actually did not time this correctly at all. And now I have to go to break and then I'm going to let her finish. Again, New Yorkers, they're worried about crime. We need more gun laws. The dumbest people in the world lead us now. The dumbest people. Hang on.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. They wanna get my gold on the
ceiling. I ain't blind, just a matter of time. New Yorkers are worried about crime, and they want stricter gun laws. Gosh, we are the dumbest freaking society in the history of mankind. Again, we are led by the highly educated idiots. I have a couple different cuts of Corinne Diversity Hire. Before I play this one again that I accidentally got cut off after last one, I want you to understand, Corinne Diversity Hire went to Columbia University. In a million years, I could never even get into Columbia University. It's so elite. It might be the best university in the United States of America. That's where this person went to school.
Why is the president saying that inflation is worse everywhere but here?
Because what we have seen across the globe, first of all, inflation is a global challenge, as we have said. It is caused by clearly the pandemic, this once in a generation pandemic that we are coming out of, and also most recently the war that Putin started in Ukraine that has caused inflation as we look at food and as we look at gas prices. So if you look at globally other countries, and if you look at where we are economically, when you think about the Group 7, the G7, we are in a much stronger place than we are economically than the rest. And also,
I'm going to let her keep going. I'm sorry, but these are just they're so stupid. She just vomits out words. I could take you,
Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what you're doing. I could take you and put you behind a podium and ask you that question, and you would give a more intelligent answer than the human being who went to Columbia.
He says that inflation is worse everywhere but here. That's not true. U.S. has worse inflation than Germany, France, Japan, Canada, India, Italy, Saudi Arabia.
Well,
so why is he saying that?
I think what we are saying is that when you talk about inflation, it is a global thing. And it is not just about the United States. This is something that everyone is feeling because of coming out of once in a lifetime pandemic, because of the war that Russia has started in Ukraine.
That human being went to Columbia University. Oh, wait, I'm not done. Wait, there's more.
The AP asked you the first question out of the gates was when the president was last tested. We just didn't get an answer to that.
It's a regular cadence. That's what we do. We will share this. We will share per CDC when he is a close contact, and he has not been a close contact. If you were a close contact, we will let you know.
Again, I'm just confused because in the past, you guys have always told us the date of the most recent test. So why can't you tell us the date of the most recent test?
Well, right now, I'm telling you he has a regular cadence. I just don't have a date to share with you, but he does have a regular weekly cadence.
We trust that as soon as you find out.
Okay, I got it, Chris. The dumbest people. The dumbest people lead us. Just, what does that mean for a nation? What does it mean when all your cultural leaders are nutballs? Oh, and did I mention they're all murderers too? Did you see this headline? I mean, you do remember when Jeffrey Epstein was murdered in New York, right? I'm sure you remember that. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, did I say murder? I'm sorry. He committed suicide. Committed suicide when the cameras malfunctioned and the guards fell asleep. Okay. All right. Well, you remember his right-hand woman, Ghislaine Maxwell? You do remember her? Do you know, according to her old cellmate claims she was offered money to kill Ghislaine Maxwell. Is anyone going to maybe look into, I don't know, releasing the client list of Jeffrey Epstein? I realize there's a bunch of powerful people, politicians, and billionaires on that list, but clearly somebody on that list doesn't want to be publicly named. I mean, look, you remember the names that are on that list. Bill Gates has been asked several times about his association with Jeffrey Epstein. His wife told, I believe it was Variety magazine, that she left Bill Gates in no small part because of his association with Epstein, hung out with Epstein all the time. And then you remember when Bill Gates got asked the question? Do you remember that part?
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead, so... in general, you always have to be careful.
Hey, Bill, what about your association with Jeffrey Epstein? Well, he's dead. should we maybe look into that? And don't get me wrong. I don't want you to get the wrong impression. I don't want to interrupt the FBI looking into angry soccer moms at school boards. I certainly don't want to interrupt the primary mission of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, but, I mean, maybe we could figure out who's killing all the people with the dirt on the pedophiles. I think that might be, like, something for a federal law enforcement arm. Maybe they could do something like that if they want to do, what's that term? Starts with an S. Solve crimes. If they wanted to solve crimes... Maybe we could look into who's murdering the people who have the billionaire pedophile list, no? And remember, we've talked about this before. What does money really buy you? What does it get you? It gets you access. That's what money gets you, access. To what? Everything. Better healthcare, better car, better house. Prettier girlfriend, better looking husband if you want one. Quit. Sorry. Well, it buys you anything. Travel. Easier travel. Totally easier travel. It also buys you access to many of the uglier parts of society. It simply does. There are a lot of people in this world, a lot of highly trained men in this world, who are more than willing to kill somebody for money. This is not something that just takes place in the movies. I've mentioned it. I've recommended it 1,000 times. I'll recommend it again right here. There's a book called Zero Footprint. Zero Footprint. It is, the guy's dead now. I believe he got killed in Iraq or something like that. He was a British Special Forces guy, and then he went and became a mercenary. You want to know the truth behind Benghazi? He explains it in the book. But he talks about the PMC world, private military contractors. You would know them as mercenaries. And he explains, many of these groups are outstanding groups full of patriots. Patriots who love their country and will only do the right thing and things like that. And many of these groups are not. It's full of men who, for a price, will happily kill anyone you pay them to kill. And we just simply have chosen to ignore that the people with dirt on pedophiles keep dropping dead around here. If there is a billionaire slash politician sex trafficking ring internationally, and there sure appears to be one, after all, Epstein was convicted of it, maybe we could look into that, no? But don't you remember? Don't you remember who was it that was asked recently? I forget the name of the person who was asked recently. Why didn't the FBI, why aren't they looking into this? Why aren't they looking into that? Why don't we have law enforcement? And what did they say? They're too scared to. We can't get anyone to look into it. Too scared of what now? Isn't that your job? What exactly are you doing over there? Golly. All right. Anyway, remember this. Remember, these people are wrecking us on purpose. They are. They're wrecking us on purpose. And the good news is they're wrecking each other, too. Did you see AOC? The Bronx's very own AOC? AOC's going after a city council member in New York of her own party. These people. See, here's what's going to happen in the election. Democrats are going to get massacred. Absolutely massacred. But it's going to create an interesting dynamic. Because who are the Democrats that are really, really, really screwed? The ones who are kind of in a district that can go either way, right? If you're in a purple district, oh, shoot, I ran out of time again. Dang it. Look, hold on to that thought for one moment. Don't go anywhere. I have a thought. I have a thought, and it's pretty brilliant. It just came to me, Chris. What? I have brilliant thoughts. I can't. You wouldn't know what that's like, Chris. You know what's not brilliant? Locking people into their timeshare, you scumbags. If you're a timeshare company and you do this to people, you won't let them out when they want out. I want you to know you're a bad company and you're a bad person. And if you're a person who's been locked in, you're locked in right now, I want you to understand there's a company out there that can and will get you out. Lone Star Transfer will get you out. This is what they do. It is a family-owned company. They have a 99% success rate. They didn't get an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau for nothing. They will get you out of that timeshare you're stuck in. They guarantee it. They guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare, and they do it in writing and in a specific time frame. Don't be paying those annual fees now in this economy. Get out of it. Give them a call. Free, no obligation consultation. 844-310-2646, 844-310-2646, or LoneStarTransfer.com.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and don't forget again, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. The whole show will be your emails. Email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you're watching me on the simulcast right now, don't forget you can watch me do the show. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse, thefirsttv.com/Jesse, and sign up. If you're watching me, yes, I am wearing an anti-communist hat. Yes, you can go buy one yourself. They're freaking awesome. And yes, I am wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Here's the deal. Couple things. I love Hawaiian shirts. I find them to be very comfortable. They're nice and light and airy. Remember, the air conditioning is broken here in the studio, and the temperature outside is 450 degrees. So I've been sitting in here sweating, and I'm in the closet today, and I'm picking out a shirt to wear. You know, I'm a huge television star, Chris. I'm in the closet today, I'm picking out a shirt to wear, and I see the Hawaiian shirt. But here's the deal. The wife tells me I shouldn't wear the Hawaiian shirt. Whenever I put it on, oh, Chris, she says, you know, whoa, whoa, you can't do that when you're not on vacation. But here's the thing. When I was grabbing my shirt, she was out back watering the flowers and stuff. And I knew if I got the shirt and got it on, listen, Chris, if I got the shirt and I got it on, I could book it and grab my keys and get out the front door. She won't know until I come in tonight. And then she's going to say something like, oh, my goodness, you wore that on television. And I'll say, yes, I did. Yes, I most definitely did. And you know what you can do about it now? Nothing. The Dow is under 30,000. That's not good. Chris said, I wasn't going to give him credit for it, but Chris said it took 6 years to get there and 6 months to lose it all. Ouch. That is brutally painful right now. Don't panic, but maybe panic a little bit. All right, back to what I was talking about here really quickly. AOC. She's, of course, blowing up the city council speaker of New York City. Of course, they're in a big fight, but that doesn't matter as much. This is what does matter. I see an interesting dynamic coming for the Democratic Party going forward because we have an election coming in November. And everyone knows it's not going to be a good day for Democrats. How bad it is, we'll wait and see, but it's not. But which Democrats are the ones who are going to get bounced? They're the ones that are most vulnerable, the ones that are in districts that are purple or can go either way. And don't get me wrong, there are some safe districts they'll lose to. That just happens in a wave year. So what's the Democratic Party going to look like on the back end of that? The most radical Democrats will still all be in Congress. As much as it pains me to give you this information, I promise you AOC is about to win re-election. I don't want her to, obviously, but she is. So if the moderate Democrats are going to get run out of office and all the full-blown communists like AOC are still going to be there, what's going to happen post-election in November? The Democrats are going to get together and they're going to decide we're not near radical enough, and they're going to go harder to the left. But Chris, better write that down. I want you to write that down. Make sure I am Jesse the Oracle Kelly, Chris, and I just made that prediction. Let's talk about something serious here for a brief moment, and then I'm going to get to emails. I'm going to do a bunch of emails and stuff like that tonight, and we'll make fun of Brian Stelter getting ready to get fired and all these things. But I wanted to say this. I've read you the email the past couple days about the young lady who very likely had her life saved by the hero gun. And I've told you before how easy it is to use, and I've told you all these things. And I want you to understand they have a new product out right now called the Hero Arrow, and I love it. Now, I have a hero gun too. I have them both. But the Hero Arrow, it's not shaped kind of like a gun like the hero gun is. The Hero Arrow is more like a TV remote. And remember, this is a non-lethal gun. Well, the Hero Arrow is non-lethal too. It shoots out this Pavo gel, this pepper gel. It just sprays it out. This high-powered spray, it's got a double-barreled spray on it. And it is brutal, and it's so portable. Man, right in your purse, right in your pocket, right in your glove compartment. Get yourself a Hero Arrow and a hero gun. I have both. Go to hero2020.com. And use the code Jesse. It gets you a special discount. Remember, you don't need a concealed carry permit. You don't. And anyone can use it. If you're a gun lover like me, you can use it. If you hate guns, maybe you never touched them. Maybe your sister doesn't, mother doesn't, wife doesn't. Fine. Get them a hero gun and a hero arrow. All right? All right. Now, let's get to some emails. Jesse, COVID ivermectin insanity really did destroy friendships. Remember, this is going to apply. I've been talking about how we're led. Our highly educated people are our dumbest people now. I will never forget my nurse friend of mine, incredibly smart person who literally pulled herself out of poverty and is working on becoming a brain doctor. This is not a stupid person. She trotted out the very same CNN line about ivermectin being horse dewormer, literally laughing to me at patients who would request it. Maybe it's not effective, that's fine. But you're really going to be that thick as to call regular people medicine, horse dewormer? This is someone who works in a field where she should know better. She's either incredibly deceptive or incredibly dumb. Right or wrong, I never respected her opinion after that. And this is what I've been saying. It's been a theme all night, and I think it's going to be a consistent theme on the show. What does it mean for a society? What does it mean for a country when your highly educated people are the dumbest people? How do we overcome that? Because remember, you may not like this, I may not like this, but it's true. The class of Harvard, this class that's about to graduate or just graduated, I don't know, I'm not there. They are going to be your senators. They're going to be your Fortune 500 CEOs. There's undoubtedly a president in there, maybe two or three. These are the people who lead a society. Well, there's a very good chance they're all morons. How do we do that? How can we overcome? The only way we can overcome being led by complete dullards at every level is to take everything local. We have to take everything local. Take back your city council, take back your school board, take back your state house so your state governments can get more aggressive, and just focus on local. Because federally, I mean, the whole government is full of these people, overeducated idiots. Everyone, the FBI, State Department, Pentagon, it's all just Harvard, Yale, Columbia, Brown, NYU. I mean, it's just a laundry list of these things. All right, I'm going to get to a bunch of emails. We have to make fun of Brian Stelter. Looks like he's about to get canned. Some not so great news about food. Yikes, that doesn't sound good. And some lady had a baby when she thought she was going to poop. Hang on. Do what I please say. Oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say. Oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone, to walk on.
Hey Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun too, some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.